Good morning and welcome to This Is The Way Podcast. My name is Zach Way and I'm the host of this short and simple podcast focusing on a spiritual discipline, a fruit of the Spirit, and a passage of Scripture. May the fourth be with you. If you're not a Star Wars fan, then today is just a normal day for you, but if you are, then let's celebrate together. We're going to be talking about kindness today, because you cannot be kind if you're not content. I mean, I guess you could fake being kind if you're not content, but it's not going to last very long, and that kindness is not going to come from an honest place in your heart. So really, I think that you'd be more of a hypocrite than kind, but you could fake it for a while, I think. But you wouldn't be the type of kind that Paul is referring to when he's writing to the Galatians. The fruit of the Spirit. For me, the best way to start the morning is with no phone. Not because the phone is evil, but because of how I typically use the phone. I use the phone in such a way that it's super easy to get distracted from my real life and compare myself to others. And so when I begin my day with comparison, it kills any contentment that I may have had. When I am not content, I compare. And when I compare, I am not kind. When I start my day with silence and solitude, I rest my soul in God's love and grace, and I'm more aware of my calling and God's purpose for my life. When you start your day with fruit, you're healthier, right? The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. But when you start your day with junk food, you'll feel groggy. You'll lose motivation to make the right decisions later in the day, and it becomes a downward spiral after that of bad decisions. This is why I can't have my quiet time at night. Every time I do that, I find myself just complaining to God about my bad attitude and apologizing for all the stupid things that I did that day. If you start your day with junk food, or if you start your day with the junk food of the flesh, you're inviting sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, total irresponsibility, lack of control, idolatry, hostility, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, riotous behavior, and other things like these. If you notice, none of those are kind. Hostility, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, disputes, dissensions, envy. If you want to be kind, be content. If you want to start your day right, don't compare. Start with the fruit of the Spirit. Don't eat junk food for breakfast. Don't use your phone first thing in the morning. Spend the first 30 minutes-ish in silence, in solitude, prayer, reading the Bible. I'd like to read a little prayer from St. Francis of Assisi. This came to mind as I was thinking about kindness and contentment and caring about others and not comparing. It says, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. Grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying to ourselves that we are born to eternal life. All right, three quick things before we jump into the scripture for today. One, if you could take some time to review this podcast on iTunes and share it with your friends, that would be very much appreciated. Number two is if you have a prayer request or a thought or a Bible verse you want to share, or a prayer for someone, then click the link in the show notes and I'll play that on the podcast and you can leave a little voicemail. I think it's 1 minute max. So, and then the third thing is, if you're interested in helping with the podcast and doing a devotional for this month, the focus is solitude and kindness. So if you want to do a little 5 minute devotional on that, then send me a message, zacheway@gmail.com, or you can find me on Instagram and send me a message there. Let's jump into the passage for today. Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called into one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.